Now I'm just going to shift for a minute and move to the adults. So how can we love and serve our youth of Bethel? One way would be to get to know them. Share your life story with them. Don't assume they know you because you come to church every Sunday. Share your past and present experiences with them. I know times have changed, but we've all been through good times and bad times and in-between times when we really weren't sure. They need to hear that, because when they look at an adult, they think we've made it. They think we figured it all out. And that, for me, is very far from the truth. Let them know our place in God's story. This will allow you to understand and take ownership in your own faith walk. And sharing our stories is part of spiritual growth. Don't underestimate the youth. Be careful when you want to stereotype them or their youthful ignorance without any foundation. They all have real personalities and passions. So help to raise your expectation to help them. Help them goal set. Help them want things that are better and different than where they've come from. Teach them. Allow them to see Jesus at work in your daily life. And this is an area when I wrote that, I was like, so proud that Bethel Church is doing a great job. The kids see examples of our kindness and compassion when we're preparing a funeral service or a meal for somebody that's sick or somebody's going to visit somebody that's in the hospital, or we've sent a card to somebody or we've visited them. Preparing Sunday youth services. Y'all have been so kind to us to prepare our lunch, and I know that the youth appreciates that, and that means a lot to us. Sure, we could order pizza every Sunday, but it's significant for us to know that you took the time to prepare food. Being part of VBS, that's huge. You could choose to stay home and just say y'all can do it, but you don't. Giving rides, picking kids up and taking kids places, and some of you are even providing odd jobs for some of the youth. And so I think that that's huge, and that shows your faith in action. The last one is personal, and you could take it this way or see it another way. I wrote down create a prayer buddy. Phil is preparing a youth directory, and so some of these kids also have emails, and their email will be in that youth directory with their picture and their name. And we're going to maybe do a little bitty bio on them so you know a little bit about them. So I challenge you to adopt a prayer buddy. Ask the Lord to put someone on your heart that you could mentor. Communicate with them, not just on a Sunday. And if you don't feel comfortable doing that, just wait for the directory to come out. And would you please take the directory in your daily prayer and cover these kids in prayer? They have all kinds of challenges throughout the day at school that we don't even know about. They have pressures that I didn't have, and probably you didn't have either when you were going to school. And I just think it's so important that what we can't do in the spoken word, we can do in the spirit for them. Please know you're always welcome to come over to the fellowship hall and where we do our service. We would love for you to come visit. We would love for you to come and sit down and eat with us. So don't think that it's just the youth, because you guys are invited anytime to come over. Bethel Youth needs us as much as we need them. And in 1 Corinthians, Paul talks about the members of the church as different parts of the same body. Ears, eyes, feet, hands all make up the body. And the church needs little ones like Chloe, who's got her head covered up, needs little ones like Sage, Chris, Leland, Noah, Cheyenne, Zion, Hannah, Courtney, Christiana. Just as each of us, we're either we're single, married, divorced, widowed, working, stay-at-home mom, retired, teachers, lawyers, all of us. So as a church, I pray that we feel comfortable in our place in God's family. So in closing, I challenge us adults to put our faith in action and for us to use our skills and talents to let Jesus shine through us so our youth see that. And youth, never forget you are of eternal value. God doesn't make junk. And your chance at happiness is only going to be through your relationship with Jesus. And remember, when you look in the mirror, you are enough because you are a child of God. Bethel believes in each one of you, and God will always love you. And we pray that we can build relationships with you, that when you're having a conflict, that you have somebody that you trust and know that that information is going to stay with that person, and that the Lord will love both of us at the same time.